Now, moving away from the antenna, and speaking of the next segment of a typical GPS receiver, the preamplifier. Now, the preamplifier is necessary because, as I pointed out, the signal coming in from the GPS satellite is rather weak. And therefore, it needs to be amplified to some degree to be accessible to the rest of the circuits in the receiver. As I say here, the preamplifier increases the signal's power, but it's important that the gain in the signal coming out of the preamp is considerably higher than the noise. This is, of course, always part of the signal. Signal-to-noise ratio is a critical portion of the statistics of any GPS signal. Since the signal processing is easier if the signal is arriving from the antenna or in common frequency, the incoming frequency is combined with a signal at a harmonic frequency. This latter pure sinusoidal signal is the previously mentioned reference signal generated by the receiver's oscillator. The two frequencies multiplied together in a device known as a mixer, and then the two frequencies emerge. One of them is the sum of the two that went in, and the other is the difference between them. Now, the sum and the difference of the frequencies then go through a band pass filter. This is an electronic filter that removes the high frequencies and selects the lower of the two. It also eliminates some of the noise. For tracking the P code, this filter will have a bandwidth of about 20 megahertz, but it will be around 2 megahertz if the CA code is required. In any case, the signal that results is known as the intermediate frequency, or IF. It's also known as the beat frequency signal, which is illustrated here. This beat frequency is the difference between the Doppler shifted carrier frequency that came from the satellite and the frequency generated by the receiver's own oscillator, this reference. In fact, to make sure that it embraces the full range of the Doppler effect on the signals coming in from the GPS satellite, the bandwidth of the intermediate frequency itself can vary from 5 to 10 kilohertz. That spread is typically lessened after tracking is achieved. So what's happening here is that the signal is coming in from the satellite. It's being amplified. Then it is being combined with the reference signal to achieve an intermediate or beat frequency. And this is the difference between the Doppler shifted, and of course the signal from the satellite is Doppler shifted, and the frequency generated by the receiver's own oscillator. These are put together. And then this IF can vary from 5 to 10 kilohertz Doppler.